You're now listening to Converse with Marilyn meets Psy. The music you're listening to is Haste by Psy, and you can find it on Spotify. Bye for now.
So, Psy, I'm just going to start off with a very, very daunting question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so what is your one dream in all this? Like, what's one thing that you're seeing, like, you're in point A, but you're seeing point Z, and you're just like, this is how I want my music, my life in music to look like,
okay,
kind of how I am right now.
I don't want to sound vain, but the moment I'm most excited for this, like, music thing is when some kid, like, 11 or 12 comes and asks me to, like, listen to their music because I'm, like, an inspiration, that type shit. That's, like, a full circle moment, because I do that with a lot of celebrities I meet. I'm like, yo, come, like, hear me out. So I'm waiting for when someone does that to me. That's, like, a full circle moment in my mind.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, I think that's one thing all of us, like, look towards, so it's definitely not vanity.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what it is? Like, I literally heard a quote today.
Yeah.
That said, elders plant seeds when they know that they're not going to sit under the shade.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, just knowing that somebody is actually really seeing my work, and it's not just somebody who, you know, streams a lot of other people, somebody who really, really likes me, I think that's something that we all look towards.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask, what was, like, the awakening moment for you? Like, tell us the story.
Not to change, like, the mood or nothing, it was when my dad had died. I don't know, something inside me just, like, clicked that, like, because obviously I've always had, like, these dreams about music and stuff, but it was kind of like it happens when it happens. There was no agency to do it. But my dad dying really made me realize that tomorrow isn't guaranteed. So I'm not, even if I die now, I'm okay knowing at least I tried my hardest in this music thing while I was alive, and I got to where I got to. So that was the moment that created, like, Psy. Was that whole I wanna like do something before I die, something I actually care about. I don't really care about, like, my grades, school, working an office job, like something that I know deep down within myself is, like, my genuine passion, like something, like, I know that, hey, at least I was my, like, at least I got it out of me, like, I got out of my chest, I got out of my heart, you know, I got my, I put an essence of my soul into the world that could essentially live forever. So that was it. It was when my dad died.
You didn't change the mood. You didn't change the mood, like, don't worry about it, like, and I think that's the most beautiful, like, come up story, like, I've heard, to be honest. Like, and what you said about, you know, putting a part of yourself into the world so that way you can live forever is so real.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't like using the word creative now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a bit, but I feel like you make your best work when you're in pain. I don't know why.
I nor do I, man. I think that's when everything just aligns.
Yes,
but,
and sometimes, like, I'd be writing and I'm just like, wow, must I be sad? I be angry?
Like, I was explaining to somebody on the phone, I feel like my own philosophy behind it is because of, I think the most beautiful art comes from the most fucked up place. And your brain goes to its most dark, it's like when your brain's at its darkest, it can't help but make the most beautiful thing, because that's what you want at that moment, that's what you really want. You want to leave that, like, darkness, so you're able to put light. Maybe that's just me trying to, I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but that's what I feel happens.
No, like, to be honest, and it's like, you find solace in, like, because you're essentially looking for an escape.
Yeah.
And that's, like, you, like, when, okay, let me give you an analogy. Let's say you were in a maze, you know, and you can't really escape from it, and you're running, you're definitely going to find, like, create multiple solutions. It's the same way, like, when you're making music or you're making something from your pain, you're finding multiple, like, exit ways, as opposed to if you were happy, you would only be limited to one thing.
Yeah.
You know? And so you can't really like form something deep when there's no depth at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to like, and just like, tell me the core of the music you make. Like, what is the basis, like the foundation? Like, if you were going to put somebody on to your music, if you were going to say, okay, this is the reason why you should listen to Sai, what's the first thing you would say?
Okay, first thing I'll say, off of how me I am naturally, I'll say it's just a vibe. Just good vibes. But if it was like the rare day where you catch me, like when I'm just like thinking a lot, I'll tell you, it's like, I feel like my music, to me, again, it started the way it started because of pain. So I write music, like my lyrics are like deeper than like my beats, because I have really, I was like, when I started, essentially, I listened to like Hey Ya by Outkast and like a breakdown of the song. I used to watch it like that back in the day. I thought it was interesting. And like, it talks about how the song is actually really sad, but like, you don't pay attention because of how it's structured. It's structured so happily that you think it's a happy song. And even Andre 3000 says it's in the song, you guys are listening to me, you just want to dance. And I thought that was so real, because like, why do you want to tell everybody your problem? That's no, but like, so essentially it's like being sad, but like no one's going to realize because of everything. It's like, it sounds so happy. Like, yeah. it's like duality. It's like putting on a fake smile so everyone leaves you alone because you don't want anyone to be worried about you.
And essentially you're making yourself happy because you're fulfilling your purpose, essentially, you know? I really like that. I really like that. And like, what genre like would you put yourself in?
Well, I'm a pop star through and through. Like, like, it's just pop. It's pop music. Like, literally, I think I wanted to do R&B at the start, but like, Goodbyes is a pop song. Like, it literally is. And like, even my new song Haste, that's a pop song. It's just, I don't know. I like pop because I feel like I had an argument with somebody. Like, pop isn't really a genre, and because it's genreless, you define what pop is. Obviously, there's still cores of like popular music, but like, I feel like it gives me the most space to be creative. Just saying it's pop, because like, I could take hip hop influences, I could get rock influences, but I can still put it under that pop bubble, which I like a lot, because I don't like to be defined by like a genre, essentially.
Yeah. And do you have like a set muse for your music?
Yeah.
Or is it just?
I do.
Yeah.
Not to sound corny, it was my girlfriend.
You just sound corny as well. Like.
Yeah, but before I met her, dude, like, because I made literally my first, all my, like, pre-August 2023 music was made before I knew my girlfriend. But since then, I think I've hit a new stride since I've met her, because, like, that's my muse. Even, like, down to, like, how I think about things and how I structure songs and everything, I just think about, will she like it? Like, does she like this or does she like that? Or I always ask for her opinion on stuff, even before I get it done, like, she's very involved in my process, because like, essentially she is my process. Like,
oh like, my god, that's the first thing I've heard this week.
Yeah.
This week, because essentially she's his process. Wow. I think I should probably just go and cry after this. But that's so awesome. And I wanted to say something, because this is something I really wanted to hear from like someone who creates a lot of things, like your own point of view. Do you think that getting into like a healthy relationship where it's not toxic, where you're just actually happy, you know, you find that it's harder to produce the work that you did before? Or is it like...
Like, at the start, yeah, I really believed it was going to hinder me, yeah? But like, you know when like things aren't toxic and like things are actually like mellow? Like I said, I actually said this in like a weirder interview that we've done. I was like, oh, having that person that really cares about you makes you think about life differently. So now I'm here, I think of all my past trauma, and it's like, oh wow. So that's where I get like the sad stuff from. But like, those few moments where you argue, because of like, there's actually like that like proper connection, like it's healthy. When you argue and you guys fight, like the feeling there is so deep. Like anytime I write music, like I wrote my whole EP, We Hate Sides, because me and her were fighting. It was one fight, it lasted one day. But I actually wrote albums worth of material, but I only picked like the three that I wanted her to hear. And so it was just like that, like, I don't know. It's helped me write like better songs. Like, I feel like I'm more, even, I don't know. I can't explain it. When people hear what I have to do this year, I think they'll be able to understand what being it, like, it, I think it benefited my music, essentially.
Definitely.
Like a strong support system, yeah. So it boosted, it elevated me.
And so, like, I'm actually curious to know, how did you meet your girlfriend? Was it through your music or, like...
Nah, I saw someone on TikTok.
What?
Yeah, so before I even started making music, I saw her on TikTok, and I was like, damn, this baby is fine. And then, I didn't always... The first time I saw her on my For You page, I didn't follow, I didn't do nothing. I just scrolled past. I was like, yeah. Then I saw her again, summer of 2023. And I called my brother, I called David, and I told David, bro, this girl is so fun, what do I do? And just told me text her.
You mean Ara?
Yeah. And literally, he was like, text her, and I did. And I was actually scared. Like, I was scared. I'm not even telling me I was scared. I was like, damn, let me do it. And she responded, and I was like, what the fuck? I was gassed, and then I had to lock it down. I didn't even, like, hesitate. I was just like, straight vibes.
Wow. And like, how was it from the get? Like, and do you guys like go to the same school or?
Nah. She goes to uni in London. I go to Durham. So like, it's quite like the distance, but don't really matter. We're both in England, so it's quite fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and how it was when we first off rip, bro. She even told me she recognized me. I was like, yo, from where? Cause like, again, it's been a while since the
brother. Yeah.
So I was a bit like. Maybe it's lives or something, but if it's the lives, I don't want to be remembered with the IG lives, like not the E-days, like the early ones, because like I don't know.
That's also true.
So the early lives were not it, but she was just, yeah, she listened to music, she like, we meshed well, we just clicked essentially, like, oh, wow. We just clicked. It wasn't even awkward, even nothing was awkward with her. We just clicked.
That's so awesome, like, and I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. Like, and is she someone who's like artistic as well, or?
Yeah, literally. I think she pushes me to new heights because she does things that I don't do, that I would like to like do. Like, she writes, you know, I think she'd be mad at me that I'm telling people that she writes, but she writes. She draws, she does so much cool shit. And she can sing, but she doesn't like to sing. She's like low-key about shit like that, but she can sing. You know, so
do you like plan on like putting her in like a tag?
We've tried, but I scrapped the song, not because of I didn't like the song itself, was just bad in my opinion, but
yeah,
but I'm gonna get her on, I'm gonna sample that and use it on a different track for sure.
You should, because it's like when you embed I'm sure people who are listening and like know, like when you embed love on your work, I think it takes your relationship to new heights, to be honest, because it's like, if you glance at least like one thing that you've made, you're reminded of your partner, even if they're right beside you.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm so happy to hear that. Like, I'm such a love enthusiast. I like hearing all of these stories, and people who are listening are probably like, this babe. But yeah, like, I love hearing all of these things. And like, what can you say is different, like, between the music, like, pre-relationship and post-relationship?
Kind of like pre-relationship wasn't as authentic because of, obviously, like, I'll say, like, few goodbyes was, because that actually came out of, like, pure emotion. Everything goodbyes was out of how I was feeling. But everything else was me just being like, can this work on an album with goodbyes? Like, I was making music to match goodbyes, not to, like, be authentic. So it wasn't really authentic to me. But as soon as like I met her, like everything I said was like this like real life shit. Like I don't lie on my song. I never lied on my songs. Like everything I've talked about so far is stuff that's actually happening. Like if I write a song that's like, oh, talking about like how I feel sad or heartbroken, it's 'cause I'm fighting her. So like it's real, like everything's happening real time now. So it's all authentic and you can like tell, because like the emotions are real now. It's not like fabricated shit. Cause I wrote it. I write those things when they're like those thoughts are in my head, and I record immediately as I write. So if I write, record, because like I like to freestyle my lyrics anyway, so like if I freestyle on it, just record, so you just get all the raw feelings and shit.
Yeah 100%. I just really like that there's depth to your work. Like I think you can tell if there's depth or not, or if it's like, I don't know if that like happens for you as well, like when you're listening to it, so you're like, okay, this person is going through something.
Yeah,
you know, as opposed to like, oh, like he just wrote it so that we could get music quick. But yeah, like I'm really happy about that. And is there anyone who you truly want to do like a collaboration with?
There are plenty. There are loads of them. There's plenty. Like, but obviously there's like the guys I want to work with when I'm like blown. So those ones, you can just like, the audience can just feel in, like they can just guess based off of my sound. You probably won't be able to guess. Well, like, I'll give you, like, I want to do, like, a song of the weekend one day. maybe Kanye.
I think that's really step.
I know, maybe Kanye. Like, that's actually one I really want to hop on. Like, if I even get like ad libs on the Kanye album, I'll be so gassed. but like, guys that like in the scene, there's this guy I discovered recently. His name is Mark Q, or Mark. I don't know how you say it. I really want to work with him. There's another guy named Chico, who literally I'm a fan of. Like, I actually listen to his music. Like, I'm a proper fan. I would love to work with him. Like, there's not really a lot, because obviously I don't listen to a lot of music these days, because I'm always working and like absorbing the air, I guess. Like, when I walk around without listening to music, I think more of music. Yeah. But like, yeah, those two guys especially, I would love to do. Azanti, I actually love to do a song with Azanti. You know, even what's in, even Santi. Like, I would love to work with those guys too. Like, those are literally, that's literally it. For now, at least. I haven't really thought about it.
Yeah. And I think that as long as you truly believe that you, like, that's something that you want to accomplish and you work towards it, there's nothing that you cannot do. Like, as though, like, where there's will, there's a way. Like, I know that that may sound like very cliche, but like, that's just the way it is. And speaking of Azanti and Santi, where do you think, like, has it been hard trying to staple yourself because you're a Nigerian? Like,
I'm happy you asked me this question, because even another interview I did, I talked about this shit. I'm beefing. I don't know. I feel like I have beef with like guys in Nigeria, not because of, obviously they listen to the music, but they don't listen to me in like terms of, oh, I like your sound, or in hopes of hearing what I have to do next. They listen to me, and then the next thing they tell me is like, I should do Afro. So they don't appreciate what I'm giving them, because they don't, that's not the wave. That's not what's popping in Nigeria. And loads of people have spoken to me about, guy, if you want to blow, just switch to Afrobeat now. Like, everybody. And that's why I feel like I don't really get love from where we're from. I don't get love from Abuja.
Yeah.
Because of, I'm not out here. I'm not, because I'm very authentically myself. Though I listen to Afrobeats, I listen to Santi and them, I know deep down I can't make music like that, because that's just not who I am.
Yeah.
And like, I'd rather not pretend to be somebody, you know. I'd just be myself on the track.
1,000%.
So,
1,000%. And you know the thing? I would say continue to stay authentically you. And people who like that authenticity will find you. You know? As opposed to changing to fit. Like, because you can't... I literally, like, because I posted one of the snippets from one of the podcasts. And it's like, the world wants different, but there's a different that the world requires. Do you understand? Real. And it's like, you shouldn't... What'd you say?
I said that's real, actually.
Yeah. Because it's like, they want different, but there's a different that they'll accept, and there's a different that they won't. But I can tell you for a fact that as long as you stand on business long enough, there'll be at least one person. Like, I'll tell you a story. When I started this, like, very podcast that you're on right now, you know that, because no one was doing podcasts in Abuja at that time. Like, I started it because I didn't want to send people a YouTube link. That was my worst fear. That was my worst fear. That I would tell somebody to get ready with me, and it's like, who are they getting ready with? They don't know me. You know?
Yeah.
And that was, like, I literally started converse with Merlin with my XR and my Jota and a Canva Pro account that was about to expire. And I was like, oh, like, people might not really, like, you know, mess with this thing, because, you know, where have podcasts ever? But it's because it was a podcast that I went so far. Like, I was so confused as to, like, why I was getting that much traction. It was because I stood on business. Like, I said, I'm not going to do this YouTube thing. I'm not going to, like, if people are going to know me, they're going to be like, oh, that podcast babe.
Yeah.
They will never say, like, because there are 1,000,001 YouTube babes. You know?
Real, bro. So, like, every 2 weeks, somebody sending you a YouTube link, and it's always a get ready with me or Q&A.
Bro, that's the reason why you have to stay. Like, and while there's nothing wrong with YouTube, you know, it's just that when the thing is, like I said, wait, like, if somebody should come to me right now, and like, as I was talking to somebody and they were like, oh, I really want to start content, but everybody is doing content, but not everybody is you. The moment you do something that, you know, everybody else is doing, nobody's going to be shy in that thing.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like people don't realize that they have to hold fast to that which is true and truly them. Do you understand? Like, the moment you change, you've become... I literally, like, I just remembered this very corny... You know the app Darkify? Did you ever use it, like, in school?
Nah, I didn't use Darkify.
Oh my gosh. We had, like, tabs before we had Chromebooks, like, in high school. Yeah. And, like, when people had Chromebooks, we had tabs. And there was this, like, wallpaper app. And there was a code that said, only dead fish go with the flow. And I've never... I haven't forgotten that to this day. And it's just like, I'm so scared to be like mainstream. Like, because it's like, you become mainstream when you become the different that everybody else, like, you're not going to be different if that's the difference everybody else is adapting to. Like, do you know you've made it when you can't see one person that's doing it like you?
Yeah.
Like, because, okay, I'll even tell you a secret, and I'm sure, like, people that are listening to this thing, like, when I started this podcast as well, it was like, okay, I've stapled myself and all of that. So when I came to Canada, people started making podcasts in Abuja, and I was just like, oh, like, you know, so are they going to forget about me? Or am I going to be, like, you know, maybe, there'll be a bigger podcast than mine and stuff like that. And I know, I remember my mom telling me, if, like, it was so easy to push you, it wouldn't have been so hard to start. Do you understand? Like, yeah. If it took you a while to begin, like, it took you a lot of effort and pain and struggle to begin, it won't be hard to push you out of the market, because as long as you were the starting point, you will always be at the end as well.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's like that thing that you said about planting seeds. Like, you will live on forever. And another thing is, like, you're definitely, like you said, you're definitely going to have beef with people in Nigeria. Yeah. Because it's like, if there's like, Nigerian people is like, when there's something that they latch onto, and they're always going to latch onto that thing forever. Do you get? Like, they don't want to shift, they don't want to change. Like, it's different when you go to England or America, because if they're doing pop one day, they're doing jazz one day, they're doing R&B one day, you know, like, they're different things. But I say we just give Nigeria some time. And also, one thing I would say, like, for anyone that's listening, don't try and salvage your audience. Like, I remember when I left, I was like, oh, like, maybe people won't, like, really like me because I'm not doing podcasts with people in Abuja anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm in Canada. And then, like, my friend was just like, how do you want to do podcasts there when, you know, you're not in Abuja? You know, so you'll not be feeling, like, this identity crisis that people are going to, like, stop, like, messing with your shit because, you know, you're not doing what they want anymore. But you didn't begin for them, you began for you. Do you get?
Yeah,
100%. And is there something that, like, you really want to do this year?
Man, I really want to drop my album.
What?
I really want to drop my album. But if you ask me, if I'm being honest with myself, it's probably not going to come out this year. It's because, like, we haste. If I tell you that I recorded that song back in, like, October, you wouldn't believe me, because it just came out now. It's because, I don't know, it's just, like, effort I just want to put into, like, my music that I don't think I've ever put into anything before. So the process has become, like, 2 times as long, because it's no longer a thing of record, mix, release. It's a thing of record it, listen to the raw vocal, mix it, realize it's not ready, re-record it, hearing the mixed version, thinking about all the things you couldn't, because you can hear when you're pitchy, you can hear all these things if you really care about your music, and to give people the absolute best of you, because I feel like that's another thing people latch on to. They can tell when it's not the absolute best of you.
Yeah.
I look at Kanye, bro. Kanye delayed his album 4 times before he finally dropped it to make sure it was the best of him to release to the public. You look at your idols do stuff like, look at the mainstream guys, they do that.
Yeah,
they take their time with this. Why are we rushing to put out something that's just okay when you could take your time and put out something that's amazing? So
100%.
Based on that, I don't think it will come out this year, especially if at the rate at which I'm working on songs, I don't have deadlines. I'm just vibing.
Yeah.
So I'm not really rushing it, but if I do drop it this year, I'll be proud of myself.
No, and I believe that you can. Like, we still have a lot of time.
Yeah.
As long as you, like, one thing I would say is, success is not the final product, it's the journey. Yeah. As long as you wake up every day and say, okay, this is exactly what I want to do, you'll do it. Do you understand? Like, that's 1,000%, like, just, like, you wake up every single, like, do you know, let me just, like, use this, like, in a content way or in a music way. If you decide, like, I had a friend before who, like, he makes music right now even. Yeah. If you wake up every day and choose to mix at least one song, at the end of the year you have 365 in your backlog. And he used to make music every hour. Like, he used to make, like, that was all, like, I would just call him and be like, he'd be like, oh, like, I'm making, like, music right now. And, you know, he would record, like, that is effort. Like, an effort shines through, quality shines through. And the thing is, something, it takes 3 months to create a habit. So what do you get when you do it for an entire year? You get quality. Do you understand? Because even if you don't like 5 songs, you like 25. Out of the 365 that you have, you know. So it may not always be easy to implement, it may not always be easy to, like, wake up and choose to work, but as long as you, I'm always looking at the end. There's so many things that I do and I'm just like, oh my gosh, people, and it's like, remember that this is your music as well. This is your music, like, and I like what you said about putting, like, your 100% out there, because I was telling my friend that I will never do something haphazardly. Like, I just say, okay, because I just want to produce, let me just put it out there. Because when you look back at the things you've done, you want to be proud of yourself, past, present, and even future.
Yeah.
You know? So I definitely respect that. And I cannot wait to get, like, more content and more music from you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And have you, like, ever, I know you've done, like, a number of, like, social media promotions, but how about, like, you know, taking your work to TikTok and taking it, like, more wide scale?
Man, we tried that. Lord knows. We tried that, you know, but I don't think, me personally, I can't lie, I like to see results. I used to be really obsessed with numbers. I used to post, like, 3-4 TikToks a day. And nothing was happening, bro. Like, before, at least at the beginning, it was, but then I was stuck at like 200 views. I was watching videos about how to make better TikTok for a club. Like, bro, that's not me. Because I actually used to hate posting TikToks. Now I do, but I just have fun on the app. I just post what I think is funny. I just vibe. But back then, it was just like a means to an end. It's not really for me. I'm not an influencer for real, bro. I don't really like cameras. I don't like recording myself. I ain't with that. But I know it's part of the thing. You have to do that to come up. That's literally the game now. You need to build an audience on TikTok. You need to build an audience that's not only invested in your music, but invested in you. Because I think a lot of people go about it wrong when they post on TikTok. It's about, they want to just sell their music, but, like, that doesn't create a career. It just creates
a community.
So I think right now, in terms of, like, TikTok and stuff, me, I'm just trying to create a community that's interested in Psy, not Psy. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to care more about me than the music, because I am the music. So if you care about me, you'll care about the music. But if you just care about the music, what's your business with me?
Yeah. And one thing, like, I would say is, I think, because I post one TikTok every day, like, every single day, rain or shine, sick or healthy. Like, I just, like, that's the point I want to meet every single day. Like, at least I posted this on the 3 accounts every single day. And the thing is, when you post, don't look at it. If they notify you, if they don't, okay. Put up your notifications. Post, because at the end of the year, you have 365 posted content, and at least one will blow up.
Yeah.
And I think another thing is like down, like getting a social media strategist, because my friend is one, so he gave me the tips on how to like get content that, you know, will actually go far, and it's working. If you want to achieve something, you have to get someone that will help you achieve it. You can't do every single thing by yourself.
No, that's insightful. You know, I have to get myself down to those social media strategist people, bro. You know.
Yeah. Like, you need to get that. Like, cause that was my job. Like that. Well, that is my job. I do social media strategy and coordination. Like outside of Conway's in Maryland and who I am. And like that's what I do on the get. And it's just like, do you know how, like, you can literally be nobody yesterday and one video blows up and they're like, did you see that guy with the blue hat who was doing this, 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 and this?
Yeah, true.
Like,
but you know those things, you social media people, bro, that should take effort. And like, me, I don't know how you divide it. Like, you're actually like an inspiration, low-key, you know, because you do school, you're an author. And you do combos in Maryland. Now you're telling me you do the social media marketing. You're trying. You know, I don't know if you find all the energy. But, you know, it's one of those things. Just God, man. But that social media stuff. Like, because Ara does it still, bro. And I see that guy, like, he actually has to try and shit, like, daily. You know, while the rest of us just sit down and chill and scroll. But, like, he doesn't, obviously, he's not trying. He's just making TikToks. But, like, he needs to be up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, always doing it. Everybody's in, like, when he was dating Azalea, literally all his followers were interested in his relationship.
Yeah,
like all that shit, like that. I don't know, I'm very private, I'm very quiet these days. Like, as I've gotten older, I've become more introverted, so me, I don't know if I could handle all the notifications and everything.
That's why,
like, one of my TikToks blew up recently and she stressed me out because my thing kept on buzzing, my phone kept on buzzing, like, comment, like, I was like, please, when is it good to stop, like, doing well, say, can be quiet again.
That's why if you get like a social media strategist, and I just like, the world's most successful people get other people to do the dirty work while they create the plan. Like, you don't see Oprah Winfrey managing her Instagram or Moa Budu or any of these people. They have some, like, you focus on your music. And one of the people who I'm about to interview, sneak peek, like, he's a presidential candidate for CUSA, like the Carleton Students, you know, Association. And he had the most wide scale campaign I've ever seen in my life. And when I texted, like, his, because I usually send emails, but I was like, you know, I know Sean, let me just text him on Instagram. Do you know that there were people who were managing his main account? That's dedication. And if you want to succeed, you have to, you know, excel in some aspects. Like, do you understand? Like, it's not easy. If you don't try, you won't get far. That's just the truth. Like, there are people that are managing his, like, Instagram, because I was like, oh, like, hi Sean, you know, let's create a time capsule for your election. And he's just like, she's like, oh, hi, I'm Sean's campaign. I was like, wow. He created a TikTok, a new Instagram, just because of this presidential campaign. Other people will be thinking, you know, like, I don't have to be that extra. People are just going to see me regardless. He will make you see him if you don't want to.
Man. Whole social media manager just for this.
Yeah.
I thought that time I was stitching every video I saw my FYP, I was dedicated.
My dear, there will always be somebody that wants something harder than you do. Honestly. Like, you know, the show of how dedicated you are to your dreams is how much you're willing to sacrifice for it. Something very drastic happened to me last year. And the first thing I told, like, the person was, this is going to affect my brand. I was like, I can't do this. This is going to affect my run. And they were so confused, like, bro is meant to be on the floor crying and she's talking about, like, that's because it's like, that's my baby, like, you're not there when I'm planning and journaling and stress. Like, they were also confused. I'm just like, you guys don't know what dedication is. Imagine you build an empire and watch it go down in one day. You just want to, you know,
you just
feel, analyze yourself.
I've been there, bro. Been there. Can tell you, when my monthly listeners dropped from 6,000 to 300, made me take a break from music for a year, bro. Almost did. I was this close to just quitting because that shit is disheartening. You know what I mean?
It really is.
Like, imagine losing, or imagine spending your whole time gaining followers to lose all of them in the span of 3 weeks, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's so heartbreaking.
Yeah. Like you said, don't look at the views. But it's good to not look at the numbers, because before you were like successful, you're just a creator.
Yes.
That was just what it was.
100%. And another thing I would say is, because I would say create, like, this is me about to like give you guys and Sai a full social media strategy plan, like the secrets of unlocking, you know. First of all, don't ask people to follow you. Let your stuff organically reach the people that it's meant to reach. Use hashtags that like are very, very deeply, like, you know, specific on what you're doing. Like, if it's pop cypher, put that there. If it's reaching, like, if you're having a bad day, listen to this hashtag, literally, and it will find people who are so. Do you know that there are four accounts? There are four accounts that I'm running that people don't know about.
Yeah.
Because they're meant to be for a specific audience. Like, I'll never tell anybody who I know the name, because if you're meant to see, then you'll see it. I put up the contact, the notify your contacts that you've created an account, so that it's only people who are literally meant to see it. So nobody like that from my personal life knows that I'm doing these things. And trust me, you know, don't ever look at the numbers. Do you know that even some celebrities hide their likes?
Yeah.
So like, you know that they're probably getting 1 million, but they're like, you know, whatever. Like, for, because on YouTube as well, it's so easy to be like, you know, so I've put up the notifications for my YouTube studio. I don't want to see the stats for the week. Thank you very much. And I, like, you know, I just keep posting. If one day I realize that the one video has blown up and I have all of the followers, then thank you guys for coming. Thank you so much. You know, the moment you get absorbed in the product and not the process, you lose yourself.
Yeah.
You lose yourself. You know? Like, and you start to create, like, you, like, because, like we said, you start creating music for you. Whether people like you, whether they don't like you, that's literally their business. Like, at least, like, the aim of, like, me as a person, as long as one person is coming to tell me this podcast episode you dropped actually changed my week, I can continue to have one monthly listener every, God forbid, but like every single like day. Because I mean, at the end of the day, I'm touching one life, and that's like changing the whole world, because you cannot change the world without changing one individual. So you have to look at it like that. Like, I had a friend who literally like took a break from social media because she was creating all of this quality content, but the listeners were not so quality, and viewers were not leaving the likes and the views that they were supposed to, and it really took a toll on her. But when she came back, she's like, bro, I'm just going to do this. Like, and people can really see when you're having fun.
Yeah,
people can see when you're having fun. So whether, like, there was a, like, one of the accounts I was running, there was a, like, I had a dry spell of like 64 views. And I was like, now TikTok is just hating on me. But the moment
TikTok does hate, dude. Like, TikTok is to hate sometimes. Like, I'm not agree. Like, TikTok is to hate, bro. Like, right now I'm on like a good run, but like, TikTok is to hate. Like, when TikTok wants to hate on you, they'll hate. Because you can do the exact piece of content twice. One will get 100k, the other one will get like 5, and you'll be like, what happened? Same hashtag, same everything. Same time. Just be hating sometimes.
Yeah. And I feel like TikTok aims to show you the same thing that Ecclesiastes tries to like put in our heads. It's the only consistent thing that the world offers you is change. Like, one guarantee is that things will change. Like, if you, like, there's no situation that's permanent. If today you're happy and you have all of these friends, life is just happy and all of these things, tomorrow you can wake up destitute, no friends, no babe. Life can change in an instant. Like, so that's why, like, you don't hold on to like the day, you hold on to yourself. because you are the person that is capable of reproducing that thing, not the thing itself. You know?
That's, yeah.
Like, and as long as you cling to God,
nothing. Man, now giving us like four generational quotes here, you know.
What'd you say?
You've given us like four or five generational quotes.
Not the generational quotes. I'm always doing this, and my friends are just like, God.
Nah, but it's like, it gives perspective. Like, it's looking inspiring.
Thank you, sir. And you are looking inspiring. Not even low-key. Like, we should, let's remove that low-key word, you know, out of our 2024, because we keep using low-key because we want to be modest, but there's no modesty with success, I swear. Like, if somebody's good at something, say you're good. Like, guy, you're low-key trying. That thing is so, like, it's such a loaded, condescending, you know.
Well,
like,
I when think somebody
comes to see you, I low-key like your music. Okay, don't like it at all. Don't like it at all. If you don't high-key mess with it, then please put my stuff off. Like, I think I'm the kind of person that's like, if you want to love me intensely. Do you understand? Like, if you want to love what I
bro,
want to, like,
exactly. You know, one of the things that motivates me is spite. Like, yeah? I can't lie, I get very jealous and I get very spiteful really quickly. Like, when I first dropped my first EP, I remember the first thing I woke up and saw, close friend of mine, I'm not going to name names in case this can cause beef, told me this is good for your first project. And I swear to God, I didn't sleep for like 2 days.
Wow.
I just kept on reading that message, bro. I can't even make that my cover art if I ever blow up. Screenshot, I mean, is like,
but
oh,
that
my
could have been seen in two ways.
Yeah, nah. It could have been seen in a positive way, but I didn't like the fact. Like, obviously, it's a compliment regardless, but the way my mind works still is, I don't like good for a first project, good for your first try.
Mm.
If it's not amazing, don't tell me. I don't want to hear it.
100%.
And I feel like that mentality has led me to, like, improve from each project because of, I've never, like, I don't think there's anything I've ever done. I've gotten instant gratification for trying. I've always had to fight for it, you know. So I feel like I took it as motivation to get better.
Yeah.
When I get spiteful, I get better.
Mm. You're dropping generational quotes for us, so.
It's just like
you should use that as like the beginning of something.
Yeah, like that's how you grow, bro. When everybody loves you, you become stagnant because, like, where can you go? Like, when you're number one, that's why being number one must suck. Because where can you go?
You know? Do you understand? I think, you know, one thing that still motivates me to this day? Me too, let me not start beef. But when I was starting Converse in Maryland, like, obviously, I told you I was using my XR.
Yeah.
And, like, the quality wasn't so good because, you know, but my, like, from the beginning to the end, like, I love all of my guests. Like, there's nobody who was, like, even if, like, when I say, like, interviewing people, like, of influence, I still love the fact that I started with my friends first. So, like, when I started, like, creating content, like, one of my closest friends at that time literally posted that people shouldn't be posting my stuff, that people shouldn't be posting my stuff, that she really doesn't want to see that on her FYP or, like, on her, you know, on her social media. Like, it's horrible. This is that. And because I obviously wasn't part of the story, so, like, you know, somebody told me about it. And till this day, I'm just like, I am going to rise with the help of God. Like, I'm going to every day. Like, you're probably like, oh my gosh, this girl's working so hard just because. No. No. Like, literally, God is going to prepare that feast in the presence of my enemies, and I'm going to make sure of it.
Nah, that's not a friend, bro. That's just a hit. Like, I don't think I'm a friend.
No, 1,000%. Like, well, like I said, my former friend. Like, we're not.
Yeah. Like, well, you know, those things come from places that Loki, she might have wanted to do the same thing. But obviously, she just didn't want to, like, you know, when you look at people, because obviously we're inspired by other humans too. When you see people who have made it, they think people forget that this is where they start from, bro. Like, they start from using the, because I remember that's how we did the Akeke products. And no, we didn't do it, did we? I should remember, I saw your XR at that time we're doing the interview now.
Yeah.
Akeke Brothers one. So that time, I remember those days now, we came to your place.
People,
just the vibe. And now to see, like, you're getting sponsored by Amazon, I'm like, oh, this is like a full circle moment. I'm like, I texted her, like, our influencer.
Like, no, because, no, but I think when the Prime thing came, like, I didn't even believe, because they called and I was like, oh, yes. Like, and then they were like, oh, that, you know, can you, because I had to do an interview.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, like, because I'm an Amazon girl, like every, like, you know, the mic I'm using, Amazon, pen I'm holding, Amazon, nails, Amazon, you know. So I was just like, this is the, I do Converse with Marilyn, this is like my personal brand. And they didn't even, because they wanted Prime to be tied to me as a person, which is why they wanted me to post on my main account. And I'm like, why? Like, you know, I could obviously like just genuinely tie it to Converse with Marilyn. And they were like, no, use your actual, use you, because it's you that created
Converse with Marilyn.
Converse with Marilyn. Like, it's, like, that's what I'm saying. It's Side that created that music. And it's Side that's going to live on forever, even if, God forbid, the music dies. You can replicate what you've done and you can make better. So you have to give yourself credit, bro. Like, and please, you guys, like, I was continuing to say, if anybody looks down on you, thank them, be like, wow, thank you so much. Now I can have a screenshot so that people will actually know when I'm saying my speech and I can give you my TED talk and I say nobody believed in me. I can show the screenshots and evidence that nobody believed in me. You know? Like, and it's like, if it was hard to come up, it would be harder to go down. Mm-hmm. Like, 1000%. It would be harder to go down. Like, sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, why is it so difficult to do this and that? If it was easy, then it would also be easy to fall as well, because there was no firm foundation.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, me, I'm just happy that everybody, every good person is getting their look back and growing. Yeah. You know? Like, I remember, do you know, because I don't know if I was telling Ayofe that somebody, and I also don't talk to that person anymore. He was like, because like, well, I was about to do the podcast with you guys. He was like, you guys would be so rowdy. That would like be my worst episode. That even people are telling me that I shouldn't, like, people are telling him that I shouldn't do it. And like, it would be so bad because you guys are so rowdy and nobody would listen to that shit. Up till now, that's still one of the highest ranking episodes.
Damn, me, I can't lie. I remember that episode. Me, I was just like, bro. Because that was like, them times, bro. Like, when we used to do, like, Agege Brothers and stuff, like, them times, like, me personally, as far as it goes, me, I didn't think I was going to get there, bro. So he asked us, then they told me that, oh, yeah, we're doing this thing, man. I can't lie. Me, I was scared in my house. I was actually scared. That's why I don't think I spoke a lot, because I was looking like, I was just like trying to absorb the moment. Like, yeah, we're on this shit. And yes, we're rowdy, but it was just fun. Like,
yes,
create this like cool environment where it doesn't feel like when niggas are getting interviewed, it's like you're just having a conversation with your friend.
Right.
And like, you know, you just flow. Like, it felt like it was free forming. Like, it flew, it was like flowing naturally. And it wasn't like that bad. That real shit. That's why I wanted to get back on here again, like when I was like, because them times I was still thinking about doing my own thing.
Yeah.
You know? And like, that's why when like everything established, I really wanted us to come back again. Like, I really wanted, but this time with all the Agege brothers, like all 11 of us, like all of us there.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been so cool, but obviously things, it didn't happen that way. It might happen, but it hasn't happened yet. And if it does, you know, them times, maybe all of us will be on 1 million, you never know.
No, because like, you guys are still doing your thing, like individually. Like, I haven't spoken to Anyofe in like a year. You know, like, and I know David is still doing like what he's doing with TikTok and all of that. And it's just like, when things are right, because by God's grace, I'll come back to Nigeria when I'm meant to. And when things are, you know, fine, when things are great, everything will happen the way it's meant to. Because the office is still the office, you know. So, oh, and I moved her, so we can also use my house, you know. Yeah. So I'm like, and I wish I was rich enough to send my private jets to come and pick you guys, so you can come to this studio here in Canada. Yeah. You know?
One day.
Don't worry. Like, it's like, and I cannot wait to actually take like this podcast to grand scale, like have like a set, you know? Like, and I that's my one dream, and I hope you guys are there like in that first circle. Because I'm going to, like, for like when I actually get to where I want to go, like I'm going to do the entire season one again, like as per season one, like all stars, where are they now, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, like I can't wait for our own full circle moment with your music, with my content, and like with everything. The Agege brothers as well.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll be there now.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
and it's gonna happen sooner than you think, you know.
That's also true. Because you'd be thinking, oh my gosh, 25 years. But it just takes one famous person to give you a chance.
And literally.
Like,
and I said, this is out of all the interviews I've done, because I've been doing a lot recently. This is my favorite one, because this is just, it's just chill.
Yes, that's why it's Conversations with Marilyn. people do interviews, but we do conversations. Because we're talking and we're vibing.
Let the audience know, bro. When any of these, because you never know who here is going to blow up in this audience. This is the first thing that you and your manager and your PR people should book.
Amen. You guys,
literally,
please.
This is going to be the best vibe. And I'm pretty sure the sets, when you're on set with Marilyn, vibes will even be better. So, this literally is so calm. So insightful, too.
I'm very happy. And you know when you texted me and you were like, oh, like, you know, you just moved and...
Yeah,
you're kind of like tired.
Bummed
and I was like,
out. Yeah, see now I feel alive again.
I'm happy. I'm very happy that we could do this like right now, and we have like, you know, because at the beginning we were moving slower, but like when things flow, they flow. So I can't wait to edit and give you guys all of the clips and snippets and all of that. And yeah, do you have like, before we end this conversation, can you give us one core principle or like an ending statement that can like resonate, your own generational quotes?
If you ever feel sad, if you ever feel bad, if your babe ever breaks up with you, if you're feeling happy, just remember SAI on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, everywhere. That's the shit, like, you know, I'm your guy, bro. I'm sorry, I'm really your guy. I have your best interest in heart. Okay,
not
but besides plugging myself.
Rhyming.
I don't know. It's become, I told you, I freestyle my, I don't write pen to paper anymore. I never actually did. I freestyle my shit. I'm off my brain.
Wow.
So
that's
even
crazy.
If a song sounds complete, I'm not going to act as if I freestyle the song start to finish. But no. So like, I'll freestyle a verse. I'll pick the catchiest verse and that becomes the chorus. And I pick other things I like, and then those are the verses.
Yeah.
So when I freestyle, amazing. And I record everything on my phone first. So I have over voice memos almost. You scroll for hours because it's just different ideas and freestyles. But my generational quote, man, I'm trying to think of things. Man, don't be envious. Like my mom said this one time. She was like, don't be envious of anybody, bro. Just, they are doing them. You two just do you. I feel like with everything that goes on in the world, we need to hate each other. That's just, we're all human. We all bleed. You know, we all love. We all hate.
That's so real.
Just do you. You know, and everything. You just have good vibes. So that's literally just it. That's my quote. Do you.
100%. And you guys, like, Sai and his mom just said, comparison is the thief of joy. So please don't compare yourself to anybody, because you don't know what they're doing in the back end. You don't know how many tears they've shed. You don't know how many, like, you know, people are sponsoring them or helping them with their dreams. Just focus on your own lane and you'll get to the finish line faster than you think. Yeah.
That's literally real.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
So we've come to the end of our conversation, and we're just going to let you guys stay tuned for the outro. Thank you so much. This was the best conversation. I literally prayed before I started this, and I was like, God, give us the grace to do this. And yeah, like, you guys will be seeing, I know I'm going to use like his music for the intro. Like, please, SAI on Spotify. That even rhymes. Like, such a nice ring to it. Like, I'm going to keep saying that. SAI on Spotify, and he's your guy. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the opportunity, Marilyn.
No, have a. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Bye. Mm-hmm.
That was Convos with Marilyn meets Sai. If you loved the conversation, please make sure to follow us on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. If you like Sai's energy and you just feel like you want to know more about his music, he is Sai on Spotify. And I am Marilyn Madlian, and I will see you next week. Bye.